blade of light. The white uniform. It was the day Marco had been waiting for weeks. For the first time, he stood in front of the mirror in the fencing hall. He couldn't see himself because he had been blind from birth. The neon light reflected on the immaculate uniform seemed to caress him, almost emphasizing the importance of the moment. Wearing that white jacket made him feel different. A strange mixture of excitement and fear mixed in his chest. The snug glove, which left a slight smell of newness, was the last piece before gripping the sword. Marco reached out toward the weapon that Coach Francesco handed him delicately. He gripped it, trying to get used to the shape of the ergonomic handle and the light but significant weight. It was the first time he held a real sword, even though Coach Francesco had explained that it was designed to be safe. However, in his mind, the sword was alive, an extension of his body, a channel for something he didn't yet know but wanted to discover. "And now?" asked Marco, his voice a bit uncertain. He felt his heart beating faster. "Now we put on the mask," replied Coach Francesco with a calm and reassuring tone. "It's the last piece of equipment, but it's also the one that helps you concentrate. Once you put it on, the world will feel different. You'll feel fewer distractions and be forced to focus on what really matters." Marco nodded and took the mask from the coach's hands. It was light, but when he lowered it onto his face, the world around him really did change. Everything seemed more muffled, more distant. The sound of the hall, previously lively with footsteps and laughter from other students, transformed into a distant echo. The warm breath against the metal mesh reminded him that he was completely safe, as if inside armor. He couldn't see the mirror, but he felt that in that moment he was looking at a different version of himself. "How do you feel?" asked Coach Francesco. "Different," replied Marco after a pause. "Like I'm in another world." The coach smiled. "That's exactly the point. When you're here, in your armor, with your sword, you enter a special place. A place where what matters is your attention, your balance, and your courage. But remember, Marco, the real challenge is inside you. It's not the sword, it's not the opponent. It's what you feel in your heart." Those words had a weight that Marco couldn't ignore. He breathed deeply, trying to calm the thoughts that stirred him. Francesco guided him to the center of the hall, where a training strip was already ready. The floor under his feet seemed more solid, as if the strip amplified every step. "Ready for the lesson?" asked Francesco. Marco hesitated for a moment. They had described images of spectacular bouts to him, and he couldn't shake the idea that a sword could hurt. But the coach, sensing his fear, placed a reassuring hand on his unarmed arm. "Don't be afraid. It's safer than you imagine. Follow my voice and listen to your body." Marco raised his sword, following Coach Francesco's instructions. The position was still uncertain, but the coach corrected him patiently, adjusting the posture of his arm and wrist. "Good," he said. "Now push forward with your right foot and let your body follow the movement of the sword, giving priority to your arm." With a deep breath, Marco made his first lunge. It wasn't perfect. He felt his foot slip slightly, and the hit missed the target by a few centimeters. But when he returned to guard, something inside him had changed. The fear had faded, replaced by a spark of enthusiasm. "Excellent start," exclaimed Francesco with a smile. "It doesn't matter if the hit isn't precise. What matters is that you took the first step. Every coach, every champion started from here." Marco lowered his sword and took off his mask. the real world immediately returned. The noises, the heat of the hall, the chatter of other fencers. But inside him, there was a new calm, as if he had just discovered something important about himself. Then, he smiled at the coach. "I'm ready to learn everything about fencing," he said. His extraordinary journey had just begun.
Did you enjoy this episode? Give us a like, subscribe to the channel, and activate the bell icon so you don't miss future episodes of Blade of Light.